Desire is an incredibly powerful force. Physics talks about forces. Newton's law of motion says that an object at rest will stay at rest, or an object in motion will stay in motion until it's acted upon by an unbalanced force. In other words, things tend to do what they are already doing. Those objects in motion or at rest tend to resist change. It's like a cup of coffee on your dashboard. If you're sitting still at a stoplight when you set it there and you hit the gas, that coffee cup is going to resist moving and fail and end up in your lap. If you hit the brakes, it's going to hit your windshield. It's going to try to stay where it is if you're not holding on to it. And even if you're holding on to it, the coffee inside the cup is going to tend to go in the direction it was already going. If it's at rest, it's going to try to stay there and not be able to. If you're moving and then you hit the brakes, it's going to go the other direction. Objects in motion tend to stay in motion. Objects at rest tend to stay at rest. Things tend to do what they are already doing. Spiritually, desire is a force. It's an incredible force that can keep you moving forward or keep you from moving forward. Romans 8, 24 and 25 puts it this way. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Paul says, who hopes for what is seen? Who hopes for the way things are? To hope for what is already seen is to want things to remain as they are, to resist change. We're so comfortable and so used to the status quo, that becomes what we want, the way we are. And we resist anything changing. We like the pew we sit in church. And things, if circumstances force that to change, we're frustrated. We like our job. We like our situations just the way we are, and our tendency is to stay right there. Sometimes we hope for things to stay the same, even if we are miserable, because we know it and it's familiar. In other words, wherever we already are spiritually, we have a desire for change. We have a desire to keep things just how they are. Just how they are. Think about that. We want things to stay this way they are, even if it's bad, because we'd rather deal with what we know than to venture to where we don't know. We resist change just like objects. An object that is not in motion tends to stay not in motion. And it'll stay that way until we desire change more than the way things are. We tend to do what we tend to do. Paul says Christians, though, hope for what is not seen. Another way of saying that is we hope for things that are not yet realized. A desire for the way things ought to be. There is something in us that says this isn't right and I need to move from here. There is something inside of us that wants to move things forward. And those two forces are at war with each other. If we hope for things we do not see, we wait for it with patience. If we hope for what we don't see, we become an object in motion and we endure with patience. And once we do that, we tend to stay in motion towards that future. Paul says hoping for the way things are is not hope. That is clinging to the way things are. That is clinging to the familiar. That is clinging to the past. That's clinging to the status quo. But we hope for things we do not see yet. You could think not realized. Things that we want to have happen but just haven't happened yet. There's a hope for the part of our salvation that has not yet been realized. We have hope, because we trust Christ, but we also know there is more to come. There's places where Paul says, this is a foretaste of what's coming, just a touch. And in our hearts, there builds this great ache for what will be. In fact, this passage follows where Paul says that all of creation longs for things to be the way it was supposed to be. And so we, with creation, long for God to return. We long for God to restore things. We long, we have this great, deep ache in our hearts. But sometimes we flat out get lost with that. What if we are truly in a moment in our life where we're just stuck? We just feel like we're stuck with this, and maybe we can't see the things that are unseen and unrealized yet. Verse 26 and verse 27 of chapter 8. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Perhaps what holds us stuck and keeps us in place is the force of our own ego. Maybe this, the way things are our plan, our desires, our agenda, and we don't want that to change. Maybe it's a lack of clarity of where I'm supposed to go. Whatever it is, there are forces of desire holding us in place. And then verse 26 comes along and says, the Spirit helps us in our weakness and in our stuck place. When we are so stuck, we don't even have the words to pray. Verse 26 again, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought to. But that Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. The great ache comes in this passage, not from us, from the Holy Spirit. The Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. The Spirit groans and aches when our hearts are groaning and aching. The Spirit prays for us when we don't have the words to pray. Maybe we don't have the desire or the strength to pray, or know what to pray, or know what to ask for, or know what to see that we can cling to. We don't know how to get our life in motion. That's when the Spirit intercedes. And that Holy Spirit intercedes in accordance with the will of God. When He prays for us, when that ache comes from the Spirit, it is a longing to move us in the direction God wants us to go. It is the unbalanced force of the Holy Spirit that moves us towards God again. And an object in motion tends to stay in motion. Father God, as we pray in this devotional time and we think about being stuck and not knowing what to say or what to do or how to act or where our hope can even begin to come from, we lay our heart at your feet. We ask that you would intervene for us when we don't have the words to pray, when we don't know what we are seeing or doing. We know that it's you that's at work in us, that's you that's longing with us and aching with us on our behalf. Get us moving towards you. Sustain us and empower us as we move in the way in which you've called us, even when we can't see it. We know that our hope comes from the part of our salvation that is not yet realized. Give us the patience and the grace and the mercy and the energy to know that we rest in you as you move us forward. In Christ's name, amen. Hey, this is Pastor Charlie. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Connection Podcast. I truly hope you will join us for worship this Sunday at 11 a.m. Our building is located at the corner of Washington and Lampkin Street in Starkville, just down the street from the main building. We'd love to see you in person, but we also have online options on YouTube and the Facebook page. You can find the links in our show notes for quick and easy access to those broadcasts. We'll be back next week with an episode of the devotional, but until then, remember, best of all, God is with us. Thanks for listening.